miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Married at First Sight is one of the biggest shows on Australian TV. You can catch it 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. And one of the experts joins us right now, John Aiken. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, John, let's kick off with last night's episode. There was a lot of... It was almost a backstabbing, but it wasn't. Claire, one of the bridesmaids, was grilling one of the grooms and kind of, I guess, brought out this secret life that no one knew about?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's and that's one of the things about the show is that it's not just about the participants. It's about their friends. It's about their in-laws. It's work colleagues. It's all sorts of things. You're under great pressure. That's what they've done. They've kind of exposed this person and he's had to come clean about things.
Did you know about this, though, before the show aired? Like, you guys obviously knew that there was kids and everything else involved. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So what we're doing is we're watching to see, you know, are they going to bring this up straight away? Are they going to keep this quiet? How are they going to deal with it? And one of Justin, the millionaire, one of his biggest obstacles, which he has to try and manage throughout the experiment, is that he tends to struggle to open up at all. He's got walls up. He's all work, no play. And, he struggles with this in relationships.
Now, on that point, though, in this sort of situation where they've never met each other before, would have it been better for Claire to let Carly and Justin figure this out for themselves?
Well, it probably would have been a lot easier for him. But I guess what we see at these weddings is that the bridesmaids or the groomsmen, they're very protective. They want to make sure that this person's not got an agenda. So they launch in with 20 questions to try and feel them out.
Well, I mean, normally at the beginning of a relationship, your friends grill the new partner anyway.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly right.
So happens that you're getting married on your first date.
Yeah.
that's exactly right. And that's the unusual thing about it. You're getting thrown all of this. These challenges that normally couples would experience over 2 years, you've got them, fast forward on in 8 weeks.
Now, John, let's fast forward to Thursday night. I cannot wait for this. There are rumours and speculation floating around already at the very first group dinner that Davina and Dean really hit it off. They're obviously not married. They've got different couples. Can you shed any light on that situation for us? And is it true that they swap numbers and are talking to each other?
Well, this is what I can tell you, that you can't believe everything that you read or hear out there.
Come on, we know the internet's all real.
This dinner party, things happen at this dinner party that we've never seen before. And it absolutely blows us away. And I think one of the things about this series that's different from any of the other married series is that when these guys get together, they... boundaries for them become very blurred, and the group itself really has kind of a voice and a life of its own. So you got to buckle up for it, because it's you are going to be astounded with what happens.
Well, I cannot wait to see what happens.
You could be a politician
like
with that answer.
Absolutely epic. Yes, you could be.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you who's involved. But what I can tell you is it's going to absolutely shock you, like it shocks us, because we watch it live when it's unfolding and we can't believe what we're seeing.
Oh, I'm excited.
Can't wait.
Thanks so much, John Aiken, expert from Married at First Sight, mate. You can catch it tonight on Channel 9. Thanks, John.
Okay, guys.
It was Wedding Bonanza Day yesterday. So I got back from my hen's weekend as such on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Got in, because I'm up at the Central Coast at the moment, broadcasting from there because it was just easier. Got in at 12:30 on the Central Coast. Got about an hour and a half, I reckon, of deep sleep.
Yep.
Then came to work yesterday morning.
Right.
So I was running on fumes.
Yep.
But I knew I had to get stuff done for the wedding, and I couldn't put it off because it's only a few weeks away now.
What was on your to-do list to do yesterday?
So I had to go to the florist, then had to go do a dress fitting, and then had to go to the venue and try the food and just figure out a few details.
Why'd you go to the florist when I'm your official florist for the wedding?
Have you organised the flowers for my cake, the flowers for outside, the flowers for the groomsman, the father of the bride, all of that?
No, carry on with your story.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. So, look, we got to the florist first, right? And like I said, I was quite sleep deprived. But the florist, it turns out, actually got married at the same venue, which was really helpful because she knew a few bits and pieces.
Right.
But as we're going through everything, she's like, oh, yeah, they won't do this for you at the venue and they won't do that for you at the venue. We'll probably have to take this home on the night of. And there's all these little details she's telling me that I hadn't even thought of.
Mm.
And so I'm going through this list and I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, well, I'll have to remember that. I'll have to ask about that when I go there tonight. And, you know, we got all the flowers sorted and things like that. We walked out. And I don't know if it was just because I was tired or if it's because I'm coming up to the wedding now and it's so close and it just feels like there's so much pressure sometimes that I just had a complete breakdown. I burst into tears and I didn't know what to do. I was freaking out. I started having a panic attack. I couldn't breathe. Oh. It was like I had a complete meltdown and it was my first one for the wedding. And I guess it kind of made me realize this is really real. And this is happening.
I only had this one point. Well, not the engagement or anything.
No, as in, like, it's so close and there's so many, like, little questions, things that you just don't, you wouldn't think about until you're in the situation.
Yeah, gotcha.
And so I call fiancé Sam and I'm like, I really need your help. I need you to take over. I can't do all of this on my own. He was so good. He calmed me down. He's like, yep, no problem. I'll organise this. I'll sort that. I'll call this person. He was, like, my rock yesterday. And then I went to...
Good foreshadowing for the wedding, for the marriage.
Yeah, exactly. I went to the dress fitting next,
yep.
Right? And I had to drive, I don't know if anyone knows Sydney, but I had to drive from Tarramurra to Blacktown, which is about 45 minutes. We get there and Mum says, did you bring your shoes?
Oh, no.
Because on my dress, all that needed to be altered was boobs... tightened a little bit.
Yep.
And then the bottom of the dress obviously had to be lifted. I'm 5 foot nothing.
Yep.
And I didn't bring my shoes so that I could figure out the length again. So we got in there and she's like, I didn't fully cut it because I wanted to double check my shoes. Did you bring them? And I said, I'm really sorry, I forgot them. And she was like, okay, no, that's fine. No problem. No problem at all. We'll just have to make another time for you to come back. So she sorted out this little belt that I was going to have on my dress, but that's about it for what I got done. And then she's asking me what dates I'm going to be here next and what time. And I'm like, Mum, please just call Sam. I don't know. Like, I can't handle this. Anyway, we get back home. I have about a half hour nap because I'm just buggered.
Yeah.
Wake up, head off to the venue. We have our tasting. Luckily, the food is like absolutely phenomenal. We were both
excellent.
Like, oh my God, yes.
So one thing went right yesterday.
Yes. And then we had our little meeting where we went over, like, the who's walking in first and the music and all of those bits and pieces. And she's like, do you not remember I called you last week and said we needed to change the time? I double booked. And I was like, yeah, I thought this was the time you asked us to change to. She's like, no, this was the original time. So we actually missed our appointment and she had to rush us through the one and only meeting we get before the wedding. And we only had half an hour to sort everything. Literally nothing went to plan yesterday. It was just shambles. I had a meltdown. It's over.
But no, the day is over. The day is over.
Yeah.
But the one thing, Claire, you can take out of that is the one person that you'll be spending the rest of your life with was there for you when it mattered.
That's it, exactly. And I just felt so much calmer after speaking to him. And
it's going to last one night. I can already tell. This is going to be the best wedding of the year. I can't wait.
Fingers crossed I don't end up like that on the day.
And you don't trip over your dress because you didn't have your shoes.
Yes. Dane, you know that The Bachelor here in Australia at the moment, they're looking for new bachelorettes to join.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ads? There's a few ads running around.
I have, and I'm also excited for, of course, Bachelor in Paradise, which is coming as well.
Yeah. Well, speaking of The Bachelor, though, it's about to kick off, or it has just kicked off over in America, their latest season.
Okay.
And there is one woman on The Bachelor that everyone's kind of shaking their heads at and going, hang on, I know that face.
Well, people do that anyway, because obviously they've got to have friends and family members that are on the show. So when they pop up, they're like, oh, okay. Oh, that's where Sally's been for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a bit more than just her friends and family members, though.
What do you mean?
So, this woman, her name is Rebecca Martinez.
Oh, yeah, big fan of hers.
And in November, she told her mother she was going off to work on a friend's farm and would be back in around about a week.
In November. For a week. Okay.
Yeah, after several days of no contact, her mother got concerned and contacted the police and said, my daughter's gone missing. I haven't heard from her. I don't know what's going on. And so the police put her as a missing person.
Okay.
The mother contacted the police a few weeks later and said, oh, I have spoken to my daughter now. It's all good. She's doing well.
Okay.
So you'd think, oh, okay, well, she was missing, now she's fine. Maybe people saw her then, you know.
But wouldn't you ask some questions if she called up and said she was fine? We'd be like, where the hell have you been?
Well, this is the thing, right? She didn't actually contact the police, though, to say, hey, I'm not missing anymore.
Oh.
So as far as the police were concerned, because they hadn't spoken to her or seen her...
Still missing.
She was still a missing person. And earlier in the week over there in America, a local newspaper called the North Coast Journal shared an article about the high number of disappearances in their particular county. Right. And her picture was in the newspaper.
Okay.
Right? And so the article was captioned, "See anyone you recognise?" And of course, eagle-eyed Bachelor fans were like, hang on, have you got the wrong picture? Like, she's on The Bachelor. What do you mean she's missing?
So she didn't tell anyone she was going on The Bachelor. Next minute, she's showing up on TV on a date with one of the hottest guys in the world.
Well, that's it, right? So you're not allowed to tell anyone that you're going on The Bachelor, of course. And, of course, her social media has been inactive for a while.
Yeah, right.
She probably went to this farm to work just to do casting and stuff. And so no one's really heard from her or anything else.
That is so funny. Look, I understand secrecy is important in these situations, but surely you've got to tell someone. If I ever got picked for Big Brother or something, I'd be like, I'll tell one person. And I'd be like, look, this is what's going on. So if anyone freaks out or sees me missing, this is what the dealio is. Like, what, is that just not common sense?
Well, she actually posted on Twitter recently, and she wrote, "Mum, how many times do I have to tell you I don't get cell service on The Bachelor?" So look, guys, if you are going to apply for The Bachelor or any show where you have to be secret, make sure you let someone know.
Just a person.
Just someone, so you don't end up on the back of a milk carton like this chick did.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday, where you always get switched on service.
And joining us now from Leading Edge Computers is Tegan. Good morning.
Morning, Tegan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Tegan, Google Glasses were a thing for a very short time.
Yes.
They didn't go so well, but Intel's trying to take their place.
Yeah, they've started testing their new smart glasses called Vaunt. Now, these are very different from the Google version that was talked about for years but never really achieved commercial success.
No. Yeah.
Now, these ones, they actually look like regular eyeglasses, so they're not as creepy. They work with prescriptions as well, and they don't include a camera or any obvious signs that they're more than just glasses, like the glowing screens, the speakers or microphones that really gave the other ones a bad name. However, when wearing them, you can still see a stream of information. Now, it looks, when you're wearing them, it looks like it's on a screen, but it's actually being projected directly onto your retina, which is interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I'll have to do some more research onto
that's
that.
That's intense.
Yeah, now those Google glasses really did give smart glasses a bad reputation and some not very polite nicknames for the wearers. But perhaps this simplified version that's designed to fit in more with our everyday lives will be a step towards smart glasses becoming more mainstream.
I want to try these.
Yes.
I like how they look like normal glasses. You can get different styles. You can get your prescription in them. And they're, no obvious creepy signs.
I'm not
anything
sure,
else.
Though, about the direct sight onto your retina, though, like displaying flashes off your retina and not on your glasses.
No, like, it feels like lasers in your eyes or something.
Yeah, would it
it
be like that where you're squinting the entire time?
I'm interested to learn more.
Tegan, are they out yet?
No, they're doing testing on them at the moment. Ooh. They've got some prototypes going and doing some early testing.
Do they ever end up releasing the Google Glass, like, to the public, or is it just to people that, requested them?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it exactly worked, but it wasn't a wide release. Mm. I think they released them to a few select groups, and they were incredibly expensive.
Wowzers. All right, now, password recovery. If we've forgotten it, you've got a tip to help us maybe remember it or get it back at least.
Yeah, well, we've all forgotten passwords from time to time and used that forgotten password link on various websites. Usually you'll get an email either with your password in it or a link to reset your password to a new one. Now, if the website just sends your password to you by email, that means they don't store passwords very securely. Mm-hmm. They don't properly encrypt them, meaning they're really easy for the wrong people to access. And when you hear about password leaks and that kind of thing, that's the kind of thing we're looking at when they're not stored securely. So if that's the case, you should definitely change your password for that site straight away and consider even not using that website for any confidential information because it's not very secure. If you do use that password anywhere else, I'd probably probably change it there too. It's much more secure if you get an email from that website to reset your password, you know, those reset password links.
Yeah.
So you can reset it to a new one.
Now, how often should we be changing our password? Because I haven't changed my password since I turned about 18,
oh,
I don't think.
Dang.
Yeah, you should change it a few times in that time.
Really?
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. And it's interesting, actually, the guidelines for setting a secure password have changed it a little. They're saying that you don't always, unless the website requires it, obviously, but you don't need as many symbols and whatnot in it.
You mean you don't need the blood of your first child?
Yeah.
No. Not, hopefully you won't soon. Often they're saying if you use a lot of random words put together, that can actually be more secure than using all the numbers and symbols and whatnot.
Really?
So it'll be interesting to see over the next few years how requirements on various websites change.
Absolutely. And Tegan, what is happening at Leading Edge Computers at the moment?
We've got a few things going on at the moment. The Apple HomePod is available to order in store. Canon cashbacks are still available, so up to $50 cashback on selected inkjet printers from Canon. And we also have, I love that, the $50 cashback. Mm. You buy it and then Canon sends you $50. Fantastic.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, we do have an amazing laptop bundle special available at the moment for just $7.99. With this bundle, you get an ASUS VivoBook 15-inch laptop, a laptop bag, Canon inkjet printer, and a 16-gig USB stick. You get all of this for just $7.99, which is a saving of around $400. It's incredible.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
It is. Now, stock is limited on these, so you will need to get in quick. See in store for more details on that. We're Leading Edge Computers in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Tegan, thank you so much for that. You
Thanks,
can catch
Tegan.
Up at hit.com.au. We'll catch you next week.
See you then.
Claire, my influencing life, I tell you what, it's taking a hold on me.
How's it going?
Well, of course, hashtag Dane's Daily Life, L-Y-F is how I spell life. And it's going well. Thanks for asking.
Have you had a lot of people kind of get involved, or is it more that people like what you're doing?
People are liking the photo. And I have had a couple of followers back, and the people that are following back are the exact people I'm trying to be. The influencers.
So they're watching you and you're watching them.
Well, yes. You can follow along at Hit Riverina MIA across all our socials, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Claire, because you've heard of influencers before.
Of course, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And these people, if you're not familiar with what they do, well, you should be by now because we're 5 days into my social media influencing career. But they take products from businesses or they visit somewhere either via commercial arrangement or just happen to love the place and they'll use the hashtag or they'll use the handle of that place they're visiting and tag them in the post to their thousands of followers, however it may or however many it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had any sponsored ads yet.
Okay.
I've had no businesses approach me to help with their product just yet.
Just yet?
Well, I'm doing it for the whole month of February, so I've still got like 23 days to go.
Okay.
But mine is doing daily things because I was sick of seeing influencers that are the blonde head, blue eyes, abs of steel, beautiful toned bodies on the beach model life. You know what I mean? I'm avoiding all those. I'm avoiding all the stereotypes of being a social media influencer.
You just want everyone to know what you're up to every day.
But I'm doing things that everyone else does. So not just me, Claire.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm doing what everyone else does. So you can play along at home as well using the hashtag Dane, here's my daily life. I'd love to see photos of what you're doing today.
Yeah. Just get the kids to take random photos.
Yes.
Here's my daily life. We're walking to school.
Exactly right. So, Claire, what I was thinking is tonight I'm going to come up with a list of not so much businesses, but I'm going to have a list of things that I like and
that
see
you
if
you wouldn't mind getting sponsored for. Oh, Dane.
But you know what I mean? So I'm going to come up with a list of things that I like, three or four things that I like, and perhaps there's some businesses around the river and they'll be like, I'm going to get on board with hashtag Dane's Daily Life.
Hashtag Lego.
At Lego, if you're listening. Would be amazing. You know, but do you think that's a good idea? And I'll run them past you tomorrow to see whether or not you think they're a good fit for me. And then I'll come up with three, you come up with three, and we'll see if we can get something, you know, something working where we can get a business involved, jumped on board, and then I can finally use the hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, hashtag love this product.
See, I don't know if you can put hashtag love out. This product after putting hashtag ad. I mean, technically, you've got to love the product. It's an ad.
And is that me selling out, though? I don't want to sell out. I'm not a sellout.
Pretty sure you're selling out. It's not your daily life, then. It's what other people want your daily life to be.
That could very much be the second half of this month.
Run out of ideas.
Yeah.